Because on the line now, I have the co-leader of the Māori Party, Dr. Peter Shapples. Kia ora, Dr. Peter Shapples.
Oh, tēnā koe. Kia ora.
How are you today?
Great.
Excellent. Okay, so you guys are now supporting the national government's emissions trading scheme. How far does that support go?
The support goes the whole hog, in the sense that we support the emissions program, and we've put a few requests to them as a result of this. Partly this was because of iwi leaders' challenge to us to take in the ETS program as opposed to carbon tax. And so we discussed with them the pros and cons of both models. And so in the end, we thought, well, if we can get enough gains out of this ETS for Māori, then we'll go with it.
Had you not done that consultation with iwi leaders prior to making your minority report?
Well, we had, but not just with iwi leaders. It was with the constituents, and it was with iwi whānui.
So why the change then? Because in that minority report, you know, you talked about being opposed to the introduction of an emissions trading
scheme. That's right. And that was a caucus decision, if you like, as opposed to how we felt as individuals. You know, that was the decision we made based on a vote, I guess, and all things considered.
So you had indication from iwi and your constituents that they wanted you guys to be part of an emissions trading scheme, and yet your minority report said you went into it.
That's right.
Okay. And then caucus decided, yes, we will support this because of the deal you can get out of National Party?
It's because of the deal we could get out of National Party, but also because the iwi leaders pointed out a number of things that would be beneficial for Māori.
Okay, one of those, a rise in benefits. We've heard the Social Development Minister, Paula Bennett, say she doesn't ever want to see that happen.
And that's right. That was one of the challenges, but it wasn't one of the ones that we got, actually. But it'll translate through the CPI and by the reductions made in petrol and electricity and the like. That's how it will translate to people.
Okay, so you didn't get that particular one that you're after, the rise in benefits. What else are you after then that you
well,
want to trade?
Well, we've got retrofitting of a large number of Māori housing at no cost, you know, at the moment, if you want the program of insulation, you've got to pay the first $3,500.
Mm. But that was going on before you threw your hat in the ring with this.
Not at all. We've got free insulation. We've got a couple of thousand houses being done at no cost. And I think that in terms of some of the housing amongst Māori, especially in the rural areas, this is pretty vital. At $3,500, it was just a joke for many Māori houses to participate in that. They just couldn't be part of that scheme. So getting 2,000 houses like that can be automatically done at no cost is a coup.
Anything else besides this scheme?
Well, there was the treaty clause being introduced into the program, into the ETS scheme that would adhere to those principles, and always the treaty is vital to us in being expressed.
Going back to 2008, Dr. Shapples, your co-leader, the Honourable Tariana Turia, said a scheme worth supporting would be fair to all industries and consumers and transparent, so everyone can see how the costs and credits have been allocated. Is the scheme that you're supporting now, does it do that?
Well, I think it's pretty transparent. It's a question of whether people agree with it or not.
That's Is it all. Fair to all industries and consumers, do you think?
Yes, it is, but the point is, it's, our emphasis would be to find benefits for those who are less well-off and for Māori where possible. And so you can never do enough at this stage for those groups, and we'd keep on working towards that end.
You've always said that an ETS would be just a part of tackling climate change, and your party's been behind the introduction of a carbon tax. Is it still something you're looking at?
No, it's not.
Off the table?
Yeah.
Okay. So, again, going back to Ms. Turia's statement in 2008, she said about the labour scheme at the time, it's not polluter pays, this is pay the polluters. Have the changes that Nationals made meant that the polluters will now be culpable for as much as
the thing cost? Is, what the changes mean is that at least for the first 3 years, that there will be relief for people who are less well off, and the savings are halved, if you like. I mean, the cost is being halved, in a sense, for those in low income. But, sure, later on it's got to be made up, but that's by all of New Zealand, not just the people. But so it's sort of like a stay on the initial expense, which is pretty important for people to adjust.
It's also,
'cause right now, I mean, hopefully we'll be in a better financial position as a country in 3 years.
The Phil Goff, you know, he said that this ETS will cost the average New Zealander more than the polluters.
Yeah, well, Phil Goff's on that side of the fence, isn't he? And there, what we're saying is that the expense and the levels that they had were far and above what this government is aiming at. That makes it easier to agree to.
So you guys were all about making this easier on average New Zealanders rather than easier on the industry?
No, there's definitely thought towards industry. I mean, industry's jobs.
Sure.
There's no doubt about it. That's why we agreed perhaps that agriculture and shouldn't come in until 2015, because so many of our people are tied up in primary industry and particularly agriculture.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Sharples, just finally, can we expect to see a few more, nuggets from the National Party given to your party because of the support you've given them?
It has to happen. I mean, that's why we're here, and to seek gains for Māori. You know, otherwise we would have walked away after the Auckland seats went to cabinet and they refused to allow Māori on the top table. So we would have walked away like Rodney was prepared to walk away, but we're not in that game. We're here to, and we're here forever. The Māori Party's here now in Parliament forever, and we've got to find gains for Māori, which has got to be good for all of New Zealand.
Rightio. Thanks very much for your time today, Dr. Sharples. Really appreciate
Kia ora.
It.
Kia ora. Thank you.